Welcome to episode one of The Inner Odyssey, a podcast about developing self-awareness, self-confidence, and self-determination through living honestly and practicing self-love. Today, we will be discussing why this, what is the purpose, the goal of this podcast. Thank you for dropping by. This is something I considered doing a few years ago, but life got in the way. I envisioned typing it all because I have this speaking insecurity thing going, but realized that the deluge of my thoughts will quickly overpower my hunt and peck technique on the keyboard. Then I was afforded the opportunity to contribute to a discussion on a Twitch talk show, ALE, and realized that I'm not all that incoherent as I thought, at least I think so. Moreover, I realized that the particular audience I intend to engage, the impact of my contribution far exceeded my desire not to embarrass myself. So here goes. Today, I want to discuss the framework for this podcast and provide you with some guidance about what to expect. As we go along, I anticipate that with your input and feedback, things may change, may morph into something completely different from what I envision. And that is fine. I will take the ride and continue to learn and grow along with you. My goal is to provide you a space to have an open discussion, a conversation, including multiple perspectives about the nature of things and how to embrace the contradiction that is life, nature. I want to educate and inspire you to think bigger thoughts, have more satisfying, successful, and purposeful lives, have a positive impact on those in our small spheres of influence, and thereby reduce the impact of fears and helplessness in our daily life. I want to provide you with a practical tools and ideas that are readily implementable in all aspects of everyday life. Tools that will allow you to become more self-aware, more self-confident, and more self-determining, more forthright, and more self-appreciating and loving by embracing absolute honesty in every thought, word, and deed, and practicing self-love. By understanding, embracing, and practicing these five concepts, you'll be able to experience life in a refreshingly different way, a way that is free of angst and fears that inveigle their way into the consciousness, because you will hear what is really being said. You will see and report without embellishment or emotion what is before your eyes. You will speak with a powerful voice because you are able to say what you mean and mean what you say. And above all, you'll be able to face anything with confidence because you have developed the strength of character to handle anything that comes your way. We will teach you how to affirm yourself so that by the end of this journey, you will know yourself so well that you are able to be naturally peaceful and calm, knowing that your new default to any situation will be a response from principle rather than a reaction to circumstance. You will be able to concentrate deeply and entertain only the positive thoughts that propel you to act with purpose and poise. You will come to discover love and appreciate your foibles and strengths for creating the unique entity that is you, and consciously decide how and when to morph them into something more desirable, more representative of your best self. You will no longer be able to partake in the abuse of others because you are fully cognizant of your bond to everyone, your shared humanity. And ultimately, you will be able to create and manifest the life you truly want and be an example to people who you do not even know are looking at you for guidance. I want to assure you that I have no monopoly on truth, and hopefully you don't either. Rather, I have a lot of questions that haven't been answered, more so than answers that I'm certain of. Because I've realized that answers are temporary, especially since at any given time, no one has all the information about anything at their disposal. Even the words that we use every day are questionable, as sometimes they're not being used accurately, but by consensus as to the meaning. I'm a passionate logophile, and so hope to introduce and expand upon our common lexicon so that we are on the same page as we discuss things going forward. I will invite some guests so that we can have the opportunity to hear how those whose views may or may not be congruent with our own think and reach conclusions. My hope is that when we listen deeply and with an open mind, we'll discover the joys of original thought and the excitement of discovery that uncertainty sustains. We will realize that even when we disagree, there's some point of commonality because we are considering the same question. And more than likely, we're just expressing things differently, so disagreeableness is hardly necessary. With all that in mind, I want us to remember to exercise restraint. Restraint, patience, and tolerance in regards to our assessment of not only ourselves and our point of views, but that of others as well. Because once that restraint is lost, we are apt to become rigid and dogmatic and arrogant and intolerant and disrespectful with regards to our actions and beliefs. Err on the side of giving everyone the benefit of the doubt that they are doing the best they can within the constraints of their capabilities at any given time. My goal is for you and I to continue to develop what I consider the fundamental tools for a well-lived life: self-awareness, self-confidence, self-determination, honesty, and self-love. So that we will be empowered to live our best life every day and thereby create a world in which everyone can thrive. I will leave you with a quote that sums up the inspiration and intent of this endeavor. Self-transformation commences with a period of self-questioning. Questions lead to more questions. Bewilderment leads to new discoveries. And growing personal awareness leads to transformation in how a person lives. Purposeful modification of the self only commences with revisiting our mind's internal functions. Revamped internal functions eventually alter how we view an external environment. Kilroy J. Oster, Dead Toad Scrolls. Thank you for listening today. Until we meet again, care enough to act with virtue, dream despite your deepest fears, live honesty with dignity and grace, and above all, love without expecting reciprocation as you continue your inner odyssey. Share the show. Get in touch with us at theinnerodyssey.org and find us on anchor.fm/theinnerodyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.